姊妹，我们请来读几处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read together several passages in the Bible.
我们首先请翻开马太福音第四章。
We'll start by reading the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4.
马太福音第四章，我们读第十七节。
We'll read Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
好，我们再请往前，往后翻到马太福音十一章第十二节。
Let's turn also to Matthew chapter 11, verse 12.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的。努力的人就得着了。
From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force.
好，我们再请读24章14节。
We'll also read Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. 24
章14节，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come.
所以我们再请翻开到马太福音28章，我们读18节到20节。
We'll also read Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
最后，我们请读《使徒行传》第十一章。
Finally, let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 11.
我们读十一章二十五、二十六节。
We'll read chapter 11, verses 25 and 26.
他又往大树去找扫罗，找着了，就带他到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫，和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人，门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。
And he left for Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And for an entire year, they met with the church and taught considerable numbers. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
好，我们圣经就先读到这里。开始之前，我们请先有一点祷告。
This will conclude our Bible reading for the time. Before we begin, let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we give thanks for your grace.
在这七日的第一日，我们能够聚在你施恩的宝座前。
On this first day of the week, we can gather before your mercy seat.
让我们一同来敬拜，来歌颂你。
Let's together worship and praise you.
因为你的名是可称颂，是配得的。
Because your name is worthy to be praised.
我们也在这里聚集，一同来听主你的话。
As we gather, we are here to hear your word.
主，你借着你的话再来教训我们。
You use your word to continue to teach us.
也把你生命的亮光赐给我们。
And you give us the light of your life.
让我们在这样一个弯曲悖逆黑暗的世代，我们能够按着主你的话在地上是光是盐来做见证。
And in this wicked and crooked generation, you shine your light upon us that we may be the salt and light of this world.
主，当我们一同在这里 读了你宝贵的话语。
And here as we read your precious word,
愿主亲自借着你的圣灵向我们解开你的话。
May you use your Holy Spirit to explain your word to us.
让我们一同里面的人能够被开启。
That our inner man may be opened.
能够看见主你这一位荣耀的王很快就要来到第二次回来。
That we would see that you are our king who will return.
我们一同等候在你面前。
We wait before you.
这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 好，弟兄姊妹我们今天早晨要与大家来分享关乎天国的福音。
My sisters, today we'd like to share about the gospel of the kingdom.
那每当我们想到福音的时候呢，我们总是想到这福音是一个恩典的福音。
When we think of the gospel, we think first that the gospel is a gospel of grace.
因为神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that all who believe in Him should not perish but have eternal life.
所以，我们只要存着一个诚实、简单的信心来信靠神的时候，我们就能够得着这一个救恩。
So if we have the simple faith to believe in Him, then we will be able to receive this salvation.
并且我们能够因信而称义。
And that by our faith we would be justified.
并且借着重生我们就能够进入神的国。
And obtaining this new life we would be able to enter into the kingdom of God.
这一切都是神在耶稣基督里为我们做成的。
This is all that the Lord has already accomplished through our Lord Jesus.
这一切都是从神来的恩典。
And this is all grace that has come from the Lord.
可是当我们去读天国的福音的时候，
When we read about the gospel of the kingdom,
特别在马太福音所描述的，
Especially as it was is explained by the gospel of Matthew,
似乎要进入这一个天国，我们需要有人这一方面的努力。
We need to have people who are diligent in this manner.
比方讲，当我们去读马太福音第五章的时候，那里提到，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，你们就不能进天国。
As it explains in Matthew 5,that if our righteousness does not surpass the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, we will not be able to enter into the kingdom of God.
然后主在马太福音第七章的时候告诉我们，你们要进窄门，要走窄路。
And as it says in Matthew 7, we have to enter through the narrow gate and walk in the narrow way.
并且刚刚我们所读到的第十一章那里讲到，从约翰开始到如今，天国是要努力进去的，只有努力的人才能进天国。
And as we read in Matthew 11, that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violent men take it by force.
所以当我们去读这些经文的时候呢，我们心中会有一个想法，到底是不是圣经上特别在福音书里面讲到这一个福音是有两个不同的福音呢？
So reading these verses, we may think that as we study the gospel, are there actually two different gospels here?
实在说来，只有一个福音。
In truth, there is only one gospel.
并且这是福音的两方面。
And this is actually two sides of the gospel.
只有当两方面的福音都被传扬的时候，这个福音才是一个全备的福音。
Only when both sides of the gospel are shared, do we have the complete gospel.
而我们去看恩典的福音的时候，基本上是从人的角度来看。
When we consider the gospel of grace, it is from the point of view of man.
当人没有办法靠着我们的努力来得着这一个救恩。
Man, on our, relying on our own strength, would not be able to obtain this salvation.
必须神施行极大的怜悯和拯救，让他的儿子来到地上，成为我们的赎价，来叫我们能够因着信靠他成为拯救。
Only when the Lord, with His abundant mercy and salvation, sent His only begotten Son to be our propitiation, will we be able to obtain this salvation.
这是恩典的福音。
This is the gospel of grace.
如果神不施行这样的拯救，人只能够沉沦灭亡。
If God did not give us this grace, then man would have no choice but to perish.
但是感谢神，神有极丰盛的怜悯和恩典。
We thank the Lord that He is full of mercy and grace.
借着耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救赎工作，完全的把它表明出来。
That the Lord Jesus has fully accomplished His work of salvation and exemplified it to us.
而另一方面，从神的角度来看这福音的时候，神的目的还不单单只是把我们从罪恶当中拯救出来。
But from God's point of view, His goal of salvation is not just to save us out of sin.
神对着整个人类的救赎计划远远超过罪人得拯救而已。
His eternal purpose is far greater than just saving sinners out of our sin.
神要拯救一般人，并且得着一般人成为他国度的子民。
He wants to save a group of people, to obtain that group of people, that they may become members of His kingdom.
使这个被败坏的宇宙，被魔鬼所毁坏的这一个世界呢，神能够借着我们这一班蒙拯救的人，成为他国度的百姓，叫神的旨意重新恢复过来。
That from this corrupted world that Satan has destroyed, that he would obtain a group of people to be members of his kingdom, that he can fully accomplish his work of restoration.
而只有当神的旨意完全的被恢复，这个蒙拯救的人类，并且整个宇宙、整个受造，才能够恢复到神起初的创造那样的和谐。
Only when the Lord's work of salvation is complete, that all of the universe, all of creation will be restored to the original creation that he had created.
我们才能够真正的进入享受神创造的福分赐给我们的。
Then only then will we be able to enjoy the fullness of what the Lord had prepared for us.
所以我们早晨愿意借用一点时间，我们来交通关于这个天国的福音。
So this morning we'd like to take some time to a fellowship about this kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom.
那这个天国的福音呢？首先我们要来看一下什么是天国。圣经上也常常让我们看见什么是神的国。
In order to understand this, first we have to talk about what is the kingdom of heaven, and sometimes the Bible calls it the kingdom of God.
那首先我们来看到什么是一个国度。
First, let's examine what it means to be a kingdom.
国度呢，不仅是一个国家，它有一个 领土的范围。
A kingdom is not just a nation with physical borders.
国度呢，更多的乃是讲到这一个国度里面的王，他的权柄。
It also has speaks of that kingdom's king and who has sovereignty or rulership.
对，他怎样应用他的权柄来治理这一个国。
How he uses his sovereignty to administer that kingdom, that nation.
这是啊，让我们看见什么是一个国度。
And this lets us see what it means to be a kingdom.
所以当圣经讲到啊，这一个天国的时候，乃是讲到现在属天的啊，来到地上来管理。
So when the Bible talks about the kingdom of heaven, it is that which is heavenly has come down to administer here on earth.
所以我们看见呢，当主耶稣出来传道的时候，他就讲到天国近了，你们要悔改。
So when the Lord Jesus came to preach the gospel, he said, the kingdom of heaven is near, we need to repent.
在当时的以色列人，他们是在罗马帝国的统治之下。
At that time, the people of Israel were under the rulership of the Roman Empire.
这一般百姓呢，他们在这个啊外邦的政权的压迫底下呢，他们没有自由，并且他们是为奴仆的。
So these people were under the oppression of foreign rulers, and they were essentially slaves, and they did not have any freedom.
那主看到他们属灵的光景呢，实在说来是完全的啊，与神的话啊相违背。他们有这个宗教的外貌，却没有宗教的敬虔。
But the Lord was looking at their spiritual condition, and even though they had the history with the Lord, they had the outward appearance of religion, but they didn't have the nature of it.
所以就在那个时候，主耶稣啊来到了地上。我们知道在这之前，施洗约翰也曾经啊传扬天国近了，你们要悔改。
So this was the condition that the Lord entered into Israel, and at that time John the Baptist also was preaching the kingdom of heaven was near.
约翰的传扬乃是要叫人的心能够回转过来归向神。
John'smessage was to turn man's hearts back towards the Lord.
主耶稣传扬天国近了，你们要悔改，乃是讲到这一位属天国度的王，他要来把他的国度带到地上来管理这个全地。这时候人要悔改，接受这一位国度的王。
When Jesus was preaching the kingdom of heaven, he was saying that the king was coming down from heaven to rule over the earth, and we had to repent and accept his rule.
那到底这个天国跟神的国有什么不同呢？
So what is the difference between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God?
我们从圣经来看，神的国呢，是从永远到永远。
From the Bible's perspective, the kingdom of God is from eternity to eternity.
因为我们去读诗篇第145篇13节的时候，我们看见呢，大卫在那里写诗，说到神啊，你的国是永远的，啊，你的啊权柄呢，是存到万代的。
So as we read Psalm 145, verse 13, David writes that your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations.
所以我们就可以看见神的国是从永远到永远。
So we see the kingdom of God is from eternity to eternity.
在这个宇宙被造远远之前，神的权柄、神的管制在这全宇宙当中就已经存在。
Since before creation, God's sovereignty and rulership over all of the universe had already existed.
而当我们提到天国的时候呢，我们就看见呢，天国大致上乃是从我们刚刚所读的这一个马太福音啊四章十七节那里，当主耶稣讲到说天国近了，你们要悔改。
And the kingdom of heaven is first mentioned in what we read in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, where the Lord Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
而这个天国呢，到什么时候结束呢？
And when would this kingdom of heaven conclude?
乃是讲到呢，当主耶稣第二次回来，在地上设立这一个千年国度结束，并且进入了新天新地那一段时候。
That will be when the Lord Jesus returns and establishes that millennium kingdom. And when that age ends, we will have the new heaven and new earth.
因为到了这一个哥林多前书第十五章的时候，那里告诉我们，主要使他的仇敌啊完全被毁灭了之后呢，他要把他的国交给父。
So in 1 Corinthians, when the Lord defeats his enemy, he will take that kingdom and give it to his father.
所以我们从这个图画来看呢，我们知道神的国是从永远到永远，而天国呢乃是一段时间，从主耶稣第一次回来开始出来传道呢，一直到这一个千年国度结束这一段日子。
So we can see here from this description that the kingdom of God is from eternity to eternity, but the kingdom of heaven is from this period of the Lord's first coming to the end of his millennium kingdom after his second coming.
所以天国呢是神的国的一部分。
So the kingdom of heaven is a portion of the kingdom of God.
或者说呢是一个 subset of the kingdom of God.
In other words, it's a subset of the kingdom of God.
什么叫 subset 呢？
So what is this subset?
你比方我用一个数学的观念来跟大家表示一下。
I'll use a mathematical term to explain this to everyone.
你们念小学的时候都学到什么叫做自然数 natural number。
In elementary school, we learned what a natural number was.
自然数呢是从一，然后二三四五一直开始往前推算。
Natural numbers begin at one, and you count forward two, three, four, five, you know, and so on.
但是呢，还有一个更大的数呢，叫做实数 real number.
But there is a larger set called real numbers.
Real number 呢，这个实数呢。不仅包括自然数，就是整数，它还有分数decimals,
yeah, okay. decimals.
然后小这个分数呢 fractions, 然后所有的这个 pi 啊这个 irrational, 所有的这些数字全部都包括在这个实数的里面。
And so the overall set of real numbers includesthe natural numbers, and also numbers like fractions, irrational numbers such as pi.
所以我们就可以看见呢，这个同样的这个天国呢，就是属于这个神的国的一部分。
So we can see, in the same manner, the kingdom of heaven is a portion of the kingdom of God.
很多时候我们去读圣经的时候，讲到天国跟神的国彼此之间是可以交换的。
And oftentimes when we speak of the kingdom of heaven, it can be used interchangeably with the kingdom of God.
当主耶稣来到地上的时候，这个天国呢就开始在地上开展。
So when the Lord first came to earth, the kingdom of heaven was first unfolded on earth.
那它主要呢分成可以说三个部分。
And it can be separated into, we can explain as three sections.
第一个部分呢，就是主耶稣在地上这一段日子。
The first period of time is when the Lord was here on earth.
主耶稣出来传福音的时候，他把福音传给当时的。 犹太人，并且呢，借着许多的神迹奇事，来证明他是父所差遣的独生爱子。When
the Lord was here on earth, he preached the gospel to the Israelites who were there at that time, and using various miracles, testified that he was the only begotten Son of God who was sent to them.
那当 主耶稣最后为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
And finally, when the Lord was crucified on the cross for our sins,
他3天后从死里复活。
After 3 days, he was resurrected from the dead.
复活升天，坐在父的宝座右边。
And after he was resurrected, he ascended into heaven and is now seated at the right hand side of God.
The Father.
So this period of time, we can say he accomplished the great work of salvation.
另外一面来说，他能够在地上开始收招聚这一班。
You also say that at this time he began to gather those who believed in him to be members of the kingdom of heaven.
圣经告诉我们，当他从死里复活的时候，有500多位能够看见主与他们同在。
The Bible records that when the Lord was resurrected from the dead, at that time there were 500 people who could say that the Lord was with them.
然后在第二个阶段里面呢，就是教会开始在地上被成立。The second
period of time is when the church was established on earth.
教会在地上被成立呢，乃是记载在《使徒行传》第二章。
The establishment of the church on earth is recorded in Acts chapter 2.
当主耶稣复活升天之前呢，吩咐他们要在耶路撒冷等候所应许要降临的圣灵。
When the Lord resurrected, he instructed his disciples to gather in Jerusalem to await the one who was promised.
所以当他们在耶路撒冷楼上的一个小屋子 120
So in the upper room, there gathered 120 disciples who, after praying for 10 days, the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit descended upon them as tongues of flame upon them.
圣灵的降下 后来保罗在哥林多前书第12章第13节那里就告诉我们，圣灵把他们浸成一个身体， 我们都隐于一位圣灵。
And so that arrival of the Holy Spirit, Paul records in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, that for by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body.
这个身体就是基督的身体，就是教会。
And that one body is the body of Christ, which is the church.
它的成型，它的开始是从天上来的。
Christ, the church began first in heaven.
所以我们就看见这一个活生生的图画呢，看见天国怎样借着教会就在地上开始。
So we can see how the kingdom of heaven established the church here on earth.
所以地上的圣徒能够被带进这一个基督的身体里面，成为基督在地上一个国度的彰显，而他的管制，他的主权乃是属天的。
So the members of the church who are added to it from earth, as part of the body of Christ, Christ is his rulership and sovereignty is still from heaven.
所以这是教会在地上开始的时候。
So this is the beginning of the church here on earth.
我们去读《使徒行传》的时候，我们就看见呢，整个教会就开始在地上不断的开展。
And if we read the Acts of the Apostles, we can see that the church continues to expand from this point forward.
而这一个开展，完全看到那一个背后有主的灵一直不断的主导他们。
And from this expansion, we can see that the Spirit of Christ is behind it, pushing them forward.
你比方讲这个保罗怎样得救，他怎样传福音，他怎样到外邦地去，圣灵都与他同在。
For example, Paul, how he was saved. How he went to share the gospel to the Gentiles. The Holy Spirit was there leading him every step of the way.
那更奇妙的，我们看见彼得被抓起来，圣灵怎样把这个监牢的门打开，让他得释放，并且在哥尼流的家中圣灵怎样降下。在这之前，彼得怎样看见这个异象等等，都是圣灵在那里主导。
Also, Peter, when he was arrested and imprisoned, the Holy Spirit opened the prison doors for him and to let him free. And when he was called to the home of Cornelius, at that time he saw a vision. And all these other examples, we see the Holy Spirit was leading the church.
所以就着人来看，在地上有一群人成为基督的门徒，然而在他们的背后看不见的有一个神的灵，就是基督的灵临到这一般百姓，管制地上的教会、地上的身体、地上的国度，在开展神的国。
So we see here a group of people on earth who are the members of the body of Christ, but behind them invisibly is the Spirit of Christ or the Holy Spirit that is ruling over them and leading them to expand the church here on earth.
这乃是讲到主耶稣对着门徒们所吩咐的，在马太福音我们刚刚所读的28:18-20.
So this is what the Lord Jesus spoke to his disciples about in Matthew 28:18-20.
主耶稣在十八节那里对他们说呢，他说天上地上所有的权柄都赐给我了。
And so the Lord Jesus said in verse 18, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
他本来就是神的儿子, 照理说他是承受万有的。
He was the Son of God. In reality, he is the ruler over all the universe.
然而主在这里所讲的, 乃是他站在人子的地位上。
But here, he's speaking as his position as the Son of Man.
他得着了权柄, 他从死里首先复生, 并且活到永远, 并且他手中拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Here, he received all of the authority in heaven and earth. He died and was resurrected, and he has overcome death, and in his hand, he has the key to death and Hades.
他是得着这一个天上地上所有的权柄，这是一个极大的尊贵和荣耀。
That he has received all the authority in heaven and earth is an amazing honor and glory.
他就是这一位国度的王。
And he is this king of the kingdom.
所以19节, 请大家稍微留意一下, 所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒, 奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸施洗。
So in verse 19, let us all look at it carefully. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
这一节圣经呢, 就是在一般基督教里面讲到的大使命。
And so this verse in many Christian churches is the Great Commission.
而这一个大使命的强调的重点呢, 还不是去传福音。
The focal point of this Great Commission is not just to share the gospel.
不错, 他这里确实是有传福音很重要的一个点。
It's true that sharing the gospel is an important point in the Great Commission.
但是这里所强调的乃是去使万民做我的门徒。
But what is the focus here is to make disciples of all the nations.
这个门徒呢, 待会我们继续要交通。
This discipleship we will share about later.
他说奉父子圣名的名给他们施浸, 这里英文的小中文的小字, 把他们归在父子圣灵。
Here it says, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. The Chinese translation has a note that says, baptizing them under the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
In the name.
Or in the name.
首先讲到这个父子圣灵的名, 这个名呢, 是单数, 所以我们知道三一神, 是指着同一位。
And so this name is singular. So we know that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, this Trinity, is actually singular.
然后, 使大家, 使万民, 使列国, 成为主的门徒, 他们是在父子圣灵的名下。 换句话说, 有一位主, 我们都是门徒。
And where it says, to make disciples of all of the peoples, all of the nations, and to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. In other words, there is one God, and we are all disciples under Him.
然后他讲到, 凡我所吩咐你们的都要教训他们。
And he continues in verse 20, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you.
遵守我就常与你们同在, 直到世界的末了。
And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
这一个一面讲到做门徒, 另外一面做门徒在这里主就强调呢, 我所教训你们的, 你一样教训他们, 我就与你们同在。当然，我们就看见圣灵与教会与众圣徒同在。
So here it says to make disciples of all the nations, by teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, that the Lord Jesus commanded us, and He promises that I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And so we see the Holy Spirit has been with the church throughout the ages.
然后他说，我必与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And He says, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
这个世界的末了，英文讲到它是 end of the world, 或者 end of the age。
The Chinese translation here says to till the end of the world, and here our translation says to the end of the age.
这个世界的末了呢？这个字呢，在希腊文里面呢，它不是讲到整个世界结束就没有了。
This end of the world, in the Greek, does not mean that at the end of this period of time that the world is no more.
他乃是讲到这个世界结束的时候要带进另外一个东西来。
When it says the end of the world, it means that when the world ends, it will bring in the next thing.
Right. 你比方讲给大家一个例子。
To give everyone an example.
圣经讲到说律法的总结就是基督。
The Bible says the conclusion of the law is the Lord Jesus, is Christ.
The end of the law is Christ.
The end of the law is Christ.
所以我们就可以看见呢，当人在那里守律法到底的时候，把我们带到基督那里。
So when we see that we have reached the end of the law, it has brought us to Christ.
所以主在这里讲到，我与你们同在，直到世界的末了，之后我要带进我的国度。
When it says here that I am with you to the end of the age, at that time I will bring you into my kingdom.
所以接下来第三个阶段就是天国，耶稣基督的国在地上要实体的彰显一千年。
And so the third part of the kingdom of heaven on earth will be when Lord Jesus establishes his kingdom on earth for the millennium kingdom for 1,000 years.
所以我们去读启示录第二十章啊，对不起，十一章十五节，当第七位天使吹要吹第七号之前呢，他就在那里有一个宣告，地上的国要成为我主主基督的国，直到永远。
And so when we read Revelations chapter 11 verse 15, when the seventh trumpet is about to sound, the angel says,The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He will reign forever and ever.
并且呢，我们去读这个启示录第二十章第六节的时候，那里就讲到得胜者要与我们的主在地上执掌王权一千年，就是指着这个千年国度说的。
And if we read Revelation chapter 20, verse 6,It speaks of the overcomers who will reign with Christ for 1,000 years, and that is speaking of this millennial kingdom.
所以我们看到这一个天国呢，主要的三个阶段，主已经完成了他的最重要的部分。
So we see these three sections of the kingdom of heaven. The Lord has already accomplished.The most important part.
而我们现在在所谓的恩典的时期，教会一面来说，我们领受了神的恩典。
And in this period of grace, in this period of the church, we can say that we have received His grace.
而主在我们的身上 有一个要求呢，就是我们不仅蒙恩得救，成为神的儿女，我们不仅成为信徒，我们更要成为门徒。
And so he has this request for us that not only are we saved, and believers, but he asks us also to be disciples.
那什么是门徒呢？
So what is a disciple?
门徒跟今天的学生不太一样。
A disciple is a little bit different from the concept of a student today.
今天我们缴学费到学校去接受老师的教导，然后我们学了一些技能。
Today we pay a school fee, we'll receive teaching from our teachers, and we'll receive some education.
然后我们可以找到一份好的工作，然后就这样。
And then after we graduate, we can find a good job, and that's it.
但是呢，在古时的这个学徒呢，就像英文字所说的这个 disciple。
But in the ancient times, their education system is like this English word, the disciple.
我记得我小时候呢，有一些穷困的家庭。
I remember when I was young, there were some poor families.
他们呢住在很农村或者乡下的地方。
They lived in some very rural areas.
然后呢，他们会把他们的孩子呢，特别像孩子长到小学毕业上初中那一个年纪，大概13、14岁、15岁左右。
They would take their children after they graduated from the elementary school period, around the middle school, around, you know, or age 13 or 14.
他们会把他们的孩子呢送到一个有手艺的这个师傅的家中。
They would send them to live in the home of a master,
yeah,
that had some means.
这些有手艺的，比如说像是木匠啊。比如说像是这个剪头发的啊，然后像是这个很会做手工的啊，做水泥啊等等，去学这些手艺。
So they would send them to dwell with these people who had some specific skills, such as carpenters, hairdressers, or artisans, or someone who makes cement, etc.
然后他就住在他们的家里呢，跟师傅学他们的手艺。
And so they would live in the house of that master and learn that craft.
但是呢，既然住在家里呢，他们不仅是学师傅的手艺呢，师傅的行事为人，他们都学起来了。
So not only are they learning the craft there, but they're also learning the lifestyle of that master.
所以经过了五年、十年之后，
So after 5 or 10 years,
你看到这个学徒，你大概知道他是属于哪一个师父的人。
If you see the apprentice, you can kind of know who their master was.
圣经上讲到这个 discipleship，就是讲到我们怎样来学我们的主。
So when the Bible talks about discipleship, it tells us how we ought to learn from our Lord.
那我们看见呢，圣经多次呢讲到我们要来比如说保罗，他是向主学的。我们年幼的时候可以看到一些榜样，像保罗告诉这些哥林多的弟兄姊妹，你们看见我学我的样式就没有错了，因为我是完全学我们的主。
So in the Bible we see Paul that he learned from the Lord, and he wrote to the churches to say, follow my example, because I am
completely following the Lord's example. So if you follow the example of Paul, you'll not go wrong.
然后如果对于比较成熟的弟兄姊妹，保罗就说你们直接效法神，效法主。
And Paul, when writing to those who are a little bit more mature, would directly tell them, be like the Lord, follow his example.
那圣经就是把主许多的榜样告诉了我们。
And so the Bible has shown us the Lord's life and how he lived.
也把许多圣徒他们怎样忠心的跟随主告诉我们。
And has taught us about the disciples and how they followed the Lord.
我们可以从这里得到许多的帮助。
And so we can receive much help from this.
而在这其中呢，有三个很重要的原则。
And there are three very important points here.
特别关乎到整个基督的国度在地上的时候，这三个点是主亲自吩咐我们的。
And these three points, the Lord himself, has commanded us in regards to the kingdom of heaven.
第一个呢，我们请看一下约翰福音第八章。
First point, let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 8.
我们去看约翰福音第八章三十一跟三十二节。
Let's read John chapter 8 verses 31 and 32.
主耶稣说呢，耶稣对他们对信他的犹太人说，你们若常遵守我的道，就是我的话呢，就真是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, if you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
这里是对着信他的犹太人，他说你们若常遵守我的道，原文呢，你们如果住在我的话里面。
So Jesus is saying these to those Jews who had believed in him. If you continue in my word, and the original translation is if you live according to my word, or live in my word,
这样你们就是我的门徒。
Then you are truly disciples of mine.
所以主的话实在说来就是主自己呢。就这一面来说，我们信了主，我们有圣灵的内住，圣灵把神的话刻在我们的心板上，神的话在我们的里面。
And so, if we believe in the Lord, then we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and He will take the Lord's word and carve it into the tablets of our hearts, and we will have His word in us.
但是主在这里说，你要住在我的话里面。
The Lord here is saying, you have to live in my word.
换句话说，我们的行事为人啊，圣灵会借着他的话启示出来，我们行在其中。
In other words, how we live our lives, the Lord would show us with his how we ought to live with his Holy Spirit.
这样的话，因着圣灵的开启，他的话就成为真理。当我们去实行这些真理呢，我们就能够得着释放，得着自由。
So the Holy Spirit will reveal His word to us, and then we will know the truth, and the truth will make us free.
什么是真理？
What is the truth?
跟主的话有没有分别？
Is it different from God's word?
主的话都是真理。
God's words are all truth.
但是真主的话背后有一个属灵的实际。
But behind God's words, there is a spiritual reality.
那一个就是真理。
And that is truth.
举一个例子。
I'll give an example.
主在马太福音第十章的时候，他说：“你们如果爱父母不胜啊，爱我不胜于爱父母的话，你们就不配做我的门徒。”
For example, the Lord said in Matthew chapter 10, "If you do not love me more than your parents, then you are not worthy to be my disciples."
这个对我们来说有一点难。
And to us, this may be a little bit difficult.
但是很多感谢主，很多弟兄姊妹他们能够活出这个。
But we thank the Lord that many brothers and sisters are able to live out this.
他们抓住那个属灵的实际在哪里。
They grasped what that spiritual truth was.
很久以前呢，有一位弟兄，他刚从大学毕业啊，找到一份工作。
A long time ago, there was a brother who, after graduating from college, found a job.
感谢主呢，他信了主。
We thank the Lord that he believed in the Lord.
他的母亲呢是一个佛教徒。
His mother was a Buddhist.
然后呢，他的母亲呢，在这个佛教的圈子里面呢，看上了一个非常好的女孩子呢，希望能够成为他的媳妇。
And so, his mother in her Buddhist circle found a young woman who she wanted to be her daughter-in-law.
这个儿子呢？想到主的命令，并且他知道主的话说呢，信与不信不能够同父一儿的。
And so the son remembered God's word that said, a believer and an unbeliever should not be yoked together.
所以他就很委婉的对母亲说，很感谢你的好意，但是呢。我不能够与我信仰不一样的人结婚。
And so he apologetically went to his mother and said, you know, I thank you for your consideration in this, but I cannot get married with someone who doesn't believe the same as I do.
所以这里我们就可以看见呢，主的话在这个年轻人的身上有主权。
So we can see that God's word had authority in this young brother's heart.
他能够爱主过于爱他的父母。
He can love the Lord more than he loved his parents.
他可能会得罪他的母亲。
He may have hurt his mother in this.
但是神的灵把神的话解开，让他成为一个真理的实际，他就知道当如何行。
But the Holy Spirit revealed to him God's word, and he knew how he ought to live.
当我们行在真理当中，我们就得自由。
When we live in this truth, then we will be free.
所以，这是主第一个教导。
This is the first teaching from the Lord.
这是我们跟随主一生最重要一个属灵的原则。
This is a very important spiritual lesson.
我们需要把主的话牢记在心中。
We ought to keep God's word in our heart.
当我们面对各样的环境，我们来到主面前祷告，怎样面对处理我们所遭遇的？神自然在他的圣灵里面会开启我们。
If we abide in God's word and keep him in our heart, then the Holy Spirit would lead us in what we ought to do.
第二个
Secondly,
我们看一下约翰福音第十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
我们看这个34跟35节。
We'll read verses 34 and 35.
所以主说呢，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们， 你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
主给门徒一条新的命令。
The Lord gave his disciples a new commandment.
要彼此相爱。
That you love one another.
所以当我们信主的时候呢，我们读了圣经，我们也想说我们确实是要彼此相爱。
So when we believe in the Lord and we read the Bible, then we ought to truly love one another.
很多时候呢，我们就凭着我们这个天然的力量呢，我们想要彼此相爱。
And oftentimes we'll try to rely on our natural self to try to love one another.
但是主在这里告诉我们呢，当我们去彼此相爱的时候呢，我们要首先经历到主怎样爱我们。
But the Lord tells us here that when we try to love one another, we must first experience the love of Christ.
当然，我们刚开始信主的时候，我们灵里得到何等的释放，那一个起初的爱心在我们的里面涌流出来。
When we first believe in the Lord and we are set free, we will experience this first love of the Lord.
但是慢慢久了以后，好像那一个起初的爱心也慢慢的淡忘了。
But slowly as time goes by, that first love seems to also fade away.
我们又想要遵守主的命令，所以我们常常就用我们的力量做这个做那个，盼望献出那一个彼此相爱。
And so, when trying to follow God's command, we'll try to use our own strength to do this and do that, to try to show love for one another.
但是主在这里告诉我们，我们需要常常经历主住在他的爱中。
But the Lord tells us here that we often have to experience what it means to dwell in His love.
因为你知道，当我们想要用我们天然人去显出彼此相爱的时候，这个都很有限的。
So you know that if we try to use our natural self to love one another, it is very limited.
我们到了我们的尽头的时候，我们就爱不出来了。
When we reach our end, then we will not be able to love any further.
但是当我们常常经历主的爱的时候，
But if we constantly experience God's love,
我们就会经历到哥林多前书第十三章那里所讲到爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
And we will experience what it says in 1 Corinthians 13, that love is patient and long-suffering.
当我们需要主的爱到一个地步，我们对自己完全没有盼望，我们何等需要主的爱再一次充满我们，我们里面因着主的爱被激励起来的时候，我们就慢慢的懂得什么叫做要恒久忍耐又要有恩慈。
And so when we reach the end of our limits, and we experience the love of Christ, then we will be able to truly understand what it means for love to be long-suffering, full of grace.
而这一个爱就是圣经所说的那一个神圣的爱，神的爱，阿加佩的爱。
Then we will truly understand what it means to have this love from God, this love of God, or this agape love.
而还不仅仅只是弟兄相爱，或者甚至于出于天然人的这一个友爱而已。
And then we'll experience beyond what it means to love one another, this in our natural self, this brotherly love.
所以主 在第三方面他就把这两个合在一起告诉我们。
And on the third point, the Lord takes these two points, previous points, and combines them together.
他就告诉我们在约翰福音十五章。
He tells us in John chapter 15.
我们去读第七、第八节。
We'll read verses 7 and 8.
他说你们若藏在我里面啊，我的话也藏在你们里面，凡你们愿意的祈求就给你们成就，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples.
所以主在这里说你们要住在我里面，我的话就会住在你们里面。
So he says here, if you abide in me and my words abide in you,
这样你们就能够多结果子。
Thus you will be able to bear much fruit.
而另外一面，如果我们继续往下读，主就吩咐他说，父怎样爱我，我你们也要住在我的爱中，这样你们就能够彼此相爱。
If we read on in verse 9, just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Therefore, abide in my love.
所以这是教会在地上建立啊非常重要的三个原则。
So these are three commandments for the establishment of the church that are very important.
所以我们就在这里可以看到主啊把这一个啊做门徒的原则告诉了我们，之后他就告诉我们你们需要努力进去。
And so here we see after the Lord has given us these three conditions to being a disciple, he tells us that you must take it violently by force.
因为呢啊现在这一个国度这一个做门徒呢，你们努力其实努力是指着暴力做的。Yeah.
So here the Lord, the English translation already says violence, but the Chinese translation originally said diligence. Or,
yeah. 什么是暴力呢?
So what is violence?
不是对别人。
It is not aggression or outward towards others.
乃是对自己。
But towards yourself.
我们常常有自己的想法，自己的意见，自己的啊所要成就的啊，这些都霸占了我们的心啊，我们的意志。
We often have our own will, our own desires that will hinder us.
而成为天国的门徒呢，主的门徒呢，要让主的旨意、主的话呢，在我们这个人里面能够通行。
But we need to have the life of the Lord to fill us to, that we would be able to walk together with Him.
就好像刚刚所讲的那个例子，你们如果爱父母过于爱我，不配做我的门徒。
Using that same example as before, if you love your father or mother more than our Lord, then we are not worthy of him.
然后主不仅讲到这一个人际关系最重要的这一个亲情之外，我想这一些都可以运用到许多方面。
And I think this concept can be used in many different ways.
所以主啊特别在这个马太福音第 11章28到30节，他在这里似乎把这个做门徒得福音做门徒最重要的原则也同时告诉我们。
And so in Matthew 11 verses 28 to 30 he tells us this most important point of being a disciple.
他说呢，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Verse 28, come to me all who are weary and heavy laden and I will give you rest.
这里呢首先乃是讲到恩典的福音。
Here, it first speaks of the gospel of grace.
我们都是劳苦担重担的人。
We are all weary and heavy laden.
当人犯了罪以后，人受了咒诅，地也受了咒诅，人必须汗流满面才得糊口。
After man sinned, man was cursed and the earth was cursed, and only through heavy labor will we be able to produce a food for us to eat.
主说你们到我这里来。
The Lord said, come to me.
我就让你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
罪的重担让人没有安息。
The burden of sin causes a man to not have rest.
主在十字架上成就的一切工作让我们灵里面首先得着了安息。
The work of the Lord first causes us to have rest in our spirit.
然后接下来他说，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
It says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
这是主呼召我们来做门徒跟随他。
This is the Lord calling us to be disciples to follow after him.
主说他心里柔和谦卑。
The Lord says he is gentle and humble in heart.
他对着神的旨意永远说是。
His attitude towards God's will is always to say yes.
他顺服父的旨意以至于死，并且死在十字架上。
He was faithful to God's will, even to the point of death and death upon the cross.
他说：“你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。”
He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me."
这个轭乃是十字架的轭。
This yoke is the yoke of the cross.
但是这个轭并不是主耶稣钉十字架所完成的那一个工作，而是今天当我们来跟随主，我们需要经历这一个十字架的经历。
This yoke of the cross is not.The cross of salvation that the Lord bore, but a cross for us to experience.
所以主说你们负我的轭，学我的样式，学主他怎样完全的顺服神。
When he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, he asks us to see how the Lord was entirely faithful to God's will.
就是到了十六章，主对他的门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
As he says to disciples in chapter 16, that if anyone wants to follow me, they have to take up their cross and follow after him.
他说：“这样你们的心里就必得享安息。”
He says, "Then you will find rest for your souls."
这一个心里是指着我们的魂生命说的，你们的魂就必找到安息。这里得享其实原文是找到的意思。
The English translation here already says you will find rest for your souls.
所以当我们背起我们的十字架，这里所说的乃是让我们得着魂里的救恩。
So when we take up the cross, it is so that our souls would be will find salvation.
主说, 我的轭是容易的, 我的担子是轻省的。
And the Lord says, For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
因为不是我们凭着我们天然的力量去背我们的十字架。
Because we're not relying on our physical strength to bear our cross.
每当我们遇见艰难的环境, 我们顺服神，诚心的转向他, 神把属天的平安赐给我们, 圣灵的能力托住我们。
When we meet this difficulty or trial, then we would, if we turn ourselves entirely towards the Lord, and He would give us the spiritual strength and peace to face this trial.
恩典的福音乃是白白的把我们带进神的国度。
The gospel of grace has us freely brought into God's kingdom.
这个国度的福音乃是在恩典中带领我们经历更深的拯救。
And the kingdom of heaven finds us in His grace to bring us deeper into the experience of His salvation.
恩典的福音让我们灵里面得拯救。
The gospel of grace allows our souls to be saved. Spirits to be saved.
国度的福音乃是让我们魂里得拯救。
The gospel of heaven allows our souls to be saved.
让我们至终在我们的思想、意志、情感里面都像我们的主。
So that our nature, our thoughts, our life would be like the Lord.
这是天国的福音所要带给我们的。
This is what the gospel of the kingdom of heaven will bring to us.
我们就交通到这里。
This will conclude our sharing.
请再有一点祷告。
Let us have another word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace.
谢谢你，这一个全备的福音。
Thank you for this complete gospel.
不仅福音的起头，凭着你这一个十字架上的救恩，我们进入神的国。
Not only this beginning of the gospel with your work of salvation that has brought us into God's kingdom.
你更是教导我们怎样在恩典里面来做门徒。
But even more, in your grace, you teach us how to be a disciple.
能够叫耶稣基督的见证在教会中被彰显出来。
That the testimony of Christ may manifest in the church.
我们把这些话交托给你。
We commit these words into your hands.
人的话实在是很有限。
And your words are truly effective.
也真是愿意主在圣灵里面给我们有更深的开启。
And that the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, would give us an even deeper understanding.
让我们真是在这个地方能够成为一般跟随你的人，并且彰显耶稣基督的荣耀。
That here would be a people that are truly following after you and would be able to exhibit the glory of the Lord Jesus.
我们把早晨这一点时间再一次献上我们的感谢。
This morning, we once again offer up our thanks for this time.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.